I'm living a movie, not living by rules. It's just a movie, don't lose your cool. Hey, welcome to another episode of Sport Movie Reviews on the Blackout Test Premium Network. You guys already know how it goes. Spoiler movie reviews is for people who've seen the movie, don't ever plan on seeing the movie, or just don't give a fuck about spoilers because we spoil everything. Today I do have a guest with me, to review the movie Lucy. It's my man Chris from movietrailerreviews.net. What's going on, Chris?
What's going on, man? What's going on?
Chilling, dog. Glad you could be here. You know, we often agree on movies, and I think, you know, every once in a while we might see things differently, but it's always good to have good discussion. Lucy does, we do all this to get a USB card in the end, everybody. That's right. I spoiled it. I'm sorry.
And Lucy dies.
Lucy dies. So, I mean, you guys did know what y'all were listening to. So I feel like you can't blame us, for bringing up the fact that, you know, Lucy dies and, that you guys are, you know, that you guys are listening to this. Okay. Now I want to say before we even get started, while I did not enjoy this movie necessarily, there were complaints that I disagree with wholeheartedly. And, I do think it's important to voice that I don't agree with them niggas either. So, like people were saying this film wasn't it shouldn't be a white woman at the head of this film. People are using this film to try to say Marvel needs a superhero film. All that extraneous shit I just don't agree with.
And I will go say that even though I did enjoy this movie, I don't agree with a lot of these motherfuckers who say that they love this movie because they're full of shit too, saying this movie was about feminism and that this movie was so deep. You know, go fuck yourselves. No, it was none of that.
Yeah. So the basic plot is it was a simple job. Lucy was supposed to deliver a mysterious briefcase to Mr. Jang, but immediately Lucy is caught up in a nightmarish deal where she is captured and turned into a drug mule for a new powerful synthetic drug. When the bag she is carrying inside of her stomach leaks, Lucy's body undergoes unimaginable changes that unlocks her mind full potential of 100%. With newfound powers, Lucy turns into a merciless warrior intent on getting back at her captors. She receives invaluable help from Professor Norman, the leading authority on the human mind, and French police captain Pierre Del Rio. All right, let's talk about, you know, we do it simple. What worked? What'd you say, Chris?
That's a horrible synopsis. That's
yeah.
It's
yeah.
Terrible.
Let's talk about what worked, what didn't work for this film, and then we'll give it a rating from 0 to 5 on the more epic than Love Jones scale. Chris, man, give me some stuff that worked for you.
Well, worked for me that it, despite what everybody's saying as far as, liking the movie and it being deep, the movie is actually very simple. Mm-hmm. It's very simplistic. And, I enjoy that and I understand why some people wouldn't, but it's very simple. She is not trying to be, she's not even trying to go after these guys for revenge. She is pretty it's almost an animalistic nature to her. She has this goal in mind, which is to pass on knowledge before she dies. And that's very it. Like, that is the plot of this movie. There's nothing else to it. There's no revenge plot. There's not even a lot of action, to be perfectly honest with you. I mean, that is it. And I enjoyed that because it didn't try to get too deep for me. Mm-hmm. I can understand why some people would say it did try too hard. So I get that, but it didn't for me. And so that's why I enjoyed it. So.
Yeah, I think it tried to get deep, not successfully, but I want to talk about what worked for the movie. Special effects work. I think, you know, I don't know what the budget was on this, but the special effects looked good. And they weren't necessarily the most simple special effects, even though we have seen some of them before. The camera work was stupendous. There's the scene where she first starts tripping on the drugs. And she's like moving to the ceiling, to the floor, to the wall. Like that was really well done. Like it made me wonder how they did it, you know?
Yeah, that was.
So I enjoyed that. I actually enjoyed Mr. Jang, the stereotypical Asian Yakuza dude, played by Min Seok Choi. I actually enjoyed him, man. Like he was chewing up the screen. Like you kind of need bad guys like that. You know, it was weird that she didn't kill him, right away, which would have probably solved 90% of the movie, I guess. But, I still enjoyed, you know, him as a character, and I was glad she didn't kill him.
He was so evil too. I mean, like the beginning of the movie, he didn't care. He was like, listen, I don't care what the reason why you have this case is that you're here now. And yeah, he was just an asshole.
Yeah. Like she walked, like the thing, like it was crazy. Cause like she walked into basically a murder scene of like him killing like 10 people when she walked in the door, with the briefcase. So like she was in over her head from jump.
Mm-hmm. Hey, when he called, when he was on the phone, I'm like, who is he fucking calling? And he called that dude that had like one semester of English.
Yes.
Yo, that was a hilarious scene to me because she's trying to talk to him, through the guy on the phone, and you can tell that he's not translating correctly.
Yes.
And she's like, what did he say? What did you say to him? What's going on here? It's like, there's no way that she just explained all this stuff to her and you said one sentence and that was a good translation. No.
Yeah.
No.
I enjoy Morgan Freeman.
Oh, absolutely.
As always, Morgan Freeman basically narrates the first half of the movie with these cut scenes to a speech that he's given as it shows Lucy's progression. I enjoyed the nature allegory that they had started with the predator and prey thing. Now, they kind of drop it halfway through the film, but I enjoyed that, like, as she developed, you know, it would talk about like, you know, the apex predator does this and things like that. Like that was dope. And another thing that worked, which it was annoying, but it was supposed to be the portrayal of how stupid these white women were. Like, her and her roommate were dumb and annoying as shit. The dude she did the deal with was dumb and annoying as shit. And Lucy herself is dumb and annoying as shit at the beginning of the film, in my opinion, because the whole time, you know that she has to like get stuck in a bad situation in order for this movie to happen. But you're kind of rooting against that shit to happen because you're like, well, don't take the briefcase and go in there. That's stupid.
Well, I'll give it to her on this one. She kind of did like, she wasn't just, oh, okay, I'll do it.
Right.
She was on some, no, I'm not doing that shit. That sounds sketchy as fuck.
Right.
So she did kind of have to like use the handcuffs to put her.
Yeah, yeah. I don't mean like, not just that. You know what I mean? Like, cause honestly, like she said like she'd only known the dude for a couple weeks or some shit. And then like when she's in the room, she's still kind of acting a little stupid. Right. Like it's so over, like the entire situation is so over her head where, as a movie watcher, I think they did it on purpose. That's why I'm saying it worked is I think we're supposed to be like, you know, run, bitch, run. Like, you know, can't you see that this is about to go down? Like, just pretend that you're okay with it. Or, you know, like in our mind, we're thinking a ways out for her. But then on the screen, they're doing it on purpose, I think, so that we understand like she's not at this level of understanding all this shit now. The foreign language is over her head. The deal, quote unquote, that they're giving is over her head. The magnitude of what just happened in the lobby and how no one called a cop, like all this shit that she's trying to take in. And then later in the movie, when she flips to like cold calculating, like person, it almost makes sense. Cause you're like, oh yeah, she's smart now. She got it. You know?
Right. Right.
So that transition was actually really good in my opinion. For the movie, I think the first, if there's three acts to a movie, the first two acts are really good in my opinion.
I'll give it. Yep.
So, all right, let's talk about, what didn't work for the movie. Chris, man, what didn't work for you?
Well, I mean, we just talked about it. The third act of the movie, even though it didn't make me as mad, I knew that was going to be the act that kind of was make or break for most people in this movie, because they went a route which you're like, you set up all this other stuff. You could have really done more. I actually feel like this movie is very short. I feel like this movie could have benefited from actually being 2 hours and them actually trying to make that third act a little bit more meaty than what they did. They kind of made it very simplistic and they just went that route and it was kind of like, that's it. So.
Yeah. I think for me, there were a few things. Well, a lot of shit kind of that fucked with my mind. Cause I feel like the movie was advertised and presented itself in the first two acts to be like this really smart movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to have like a really like clever ending. And it kind of didn't. Like, it kind of just goes, well, no, her brain is so powerful. It doesn't need, like, it doesn't seem clever to you, but it's because your brain is normal and you're watching Super Powerful Brain now. There was like points where, one, uneven police presence. This is a big pet peeve of mine, man. Like, the TSA is at the airport and there's cops there, but then like, you shoot up a public library and nothing happens. You go to like a fucking, lab downtown and then 50,000 police show up. You kill a dude, like, she killed a dude, for not being able to speak English at one point, and there was like, he wasn't evil as shit.
Oh, the thing that got me was when she killed the guy in the hospital in the yes. beginning of the movie, and then the doctors operated on her. I'm like, so nobody called the cops at any point? Right. Like, she walks into a hospital with a gun, doesn't try to hide her or anything, and I'm like, nobody sees a chick walking into the... okay.
Yeah. There's a part where she's on a plane and she like freaks out and everybody can see like her freaking the fuck out. And then she goes into the bathroom and then they just kind of like cut to like, and now she wakes up in the hospital and you're like, a lot of shit would have happened before that. You know what I mean? Like, but like you said, it's short and I think they cut out a lot.
Yeah.
You know, where it's just like, oh, who cares about the details of that? And I, like I said, it wouldn't bother me if the film wasn't trying to be smart.
Mm-hmm.
But since they're presenting this idea of 100% brain capacity is so fucking smart, I was expecting to be more like, wow, I couldn't figure that out because it was so over my head, you know? Instead of being like, wait, this is kind of stupid. So that was the thing. The police cop dude who helped her is kind of pointless. Like, I don't understand what his point of being in the film really was. Like, she was like, I need you to collect all this drug for me. And they never really do anything with that.
Yeah, and you know what? They actually... Yeah, I think they cut this film. Because they actually have a comment between her and him, which kind of be, okay, cool. This makes sense why you still want... Because he at one point goes, yo, why do you still need me? Like, you have everything. And she goes... Oh, well, you're to keep me in touch with humanity. I'm like, okay, that can be a good point, but then they never do anything with that.
Mm-hmm.
So she kisses him and that's it. Like, he never really is there to be her connection to humanity because they don't use him for that.
Right.
It's just like you had it there, but then you didn't do anything with it.
It felt like they was missing a sex scene or some shit and we were supposed to be like, oh, now she's evolved so much that she's leaving him behind, but, you know.
I actually thought the same thing.
Yeah, it felt like it's missing that or something. You know, also, like, I forgot to mention as one of the positives, the way she dispatched the bad guys once she did get her powers was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't your typical, like, jump off a wall, kick a dude in the face, like, nunchucks. It was a lot of like, okay, everybody is now, there's no gravity in this hall, you know?
Like, about that scene was, it actually sets you up to think, you're like, because there is it's almost a lack of her doing a lot of that kind of stuff. So you get to that scene, you're like, okay, she's about to just go full hit girl on these people in this hallway. It's going to be awesome. Then when she dispatches them basically just by like waving her hand, you're like, oh, well, that actually makes sense. And that right. actually is a lot fucking smarter than trying to fucking beat all these people up.
Yeah.
Shit.
The other thing that just, I guess the big thing that kind of like turned me off is like all this shit, man. Like the last scene, like she's time traveling back to like the first primate and shit. And, she's like going into the internet and computer systems and like her body like turns from like a solid state to like some type of weird energy state or whatever. And then like they get a USB stick from her that is supposed to like I don't know, representing all the knowledge or something. Like, it was to me, I don't know if it was just so clever I got lost, or if it was just so stupid that I got mad, but it felt like a cheap way to end a movie at 90 minutes without being like, well, we're not going to explain the rest of this. There you go.
Yeah, I don't think that it was, I don't think that you missed something. Mm-hmm. I just think that, and that's the one thing in this movie, like, I get what they were trying to do with the imagery. I get what they were trying to go with, but especially now that I see, and now that I see these fucking assholes who are writing these think pieces and shit about this shit, I'm going, fuck you. You should have actually explained this a little bit more. You could have gone more into this. Like, you have something good here, and I kind of get the whole going back thing, because even, like, she goes all the way back to the first primate or human primate thing, which is, again, Lucy. Mm-hmm. And she's almost touching the finger. And that ties into a scene early in the movie where they were talking about, I think it might have been when Morgan Freeman's character was talking about the same thing. Mm-hmm. So it ties back into that. So I get that. And that's the imagery they were going with. Like, it was almost like she was going full circle. But it's just the way they did that. It just kind of started feeling rushed. Like, right. They were rushing into it instead of actually, you know, like you said, exploring it, delving into it and giving you a little bit more to it. They kind of just left it there. Like,
yeah,
that's it, you know,
like, she evolves basically into a flash drive. And then when he asks where she is, she pops up on his flip phone and says, "I am everywhere," as a text message, like, assuming that she's, you know, mm-hmm. some type of God or immortal, like, she just ascended to the next level of whatever humanity is trying to get to or whatever. But it's just so haphazardly done. Like, all right, man, we need to wrap this shit up.
Actually, now that you mention that, that's actually, and I didn't mention this in our review, that's actually one thing that I did not like. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the fact that she popped up with that, because to me, that wasn't the whole point. The, mm-hmm. the point was supposed to be that they had left up to this whole movie was that she was going to die. Like, The drugs in her system were accelerating in her body so much that her cells were aging faster, and that she was going to die soon. She had 24 hours to live.
Right.
It's like, so when she contacts, you know, Morgan Freeman's character, she's like, I don't know what to do with all this stuff. And he was like, well, you do with every, you know, the basic, you know, need of any cell is to reproduce or to move on. So that's one reason why the missing sex scene would have made sense, because, again, reproducing. Oh, hold on. Damn it. Apparently there's flood warning in my area. So so the sex scene would have made sense. I was waiting for that. I was like, okay, sex scene, reproduction. That's what they're going to go with. They never did that. Then, you know, I was like, okay, well, the flash drive could be her passing on the knowledge. And that could be, you know, that's one of the things that was in one of those, when Morgan Freeman was talking, one of those human, those animal imageries was about reproduction and passing on knowledge. So I was like, well, that could be what this is. But then with her popping in at the end, you're like, okay, well, she's still alive? Right. Well, that goes against everything you guys have been leading up to at this point.
Exactly. Yeah, man. It was like that joint just didn't come off right, man. And I, like I said, it was one of those times where I was in, and I think the reason I got such a negative reaction is one of those times where I actually was enjoying a movie. And then something so, like, nonsensical to the plot happened, and I got so mad that it made me feel like I didn't enjoy the whole movie, which, mm-hmm. you know, since it's been a while and I've had time to reflect, like, I enjoyed about 2/3 of this movie, maybe even 3/4 of this movie. It was just really that last, like, 10 minutes where I was just like, oh, no. Like, the same thing happened with The Wolverine. I enjoyed most of that movie, and then you get to the, like, the last scene, and you're just like, is this where we're gonna go with this? Because this is not the point of what the other shit you brought up, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, when I did this review, because I had to go to San Diego like the next day, I had to do this review that night, and it was unfortunate because it was like it's one of those movies. Like, I don't think you can review it right when you come out. You kind of need a couple days to really, because you're kind of like, okay, did I like it? Did I not like it? What did I like about it? Like, there are parts I did enjoy. I see what they were trying to do. It's like the more and more I thought about it, I was like, okay, you know what? It's not as I didn't enjoy it as much as I thought I did, but there are some good things about it. And, you know, it's one of those kind of films right. where it's not for everyone. You know? And
yeah. It definitely, like I said, it's uneven. I think it tried to get a little too clever for what it was setting up. But there are some good things to be mined from the movie, so it's not a complete waste.
I got one more thing that doesn't work for this film.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I mentioned this in our review. I need American distribution companies to stop distributing foreign films like they're not foreign films. Mm. Like the way they that's the other thing too with this film, and they did this, it wasn't a foreign film, but they did the same thing with Tammy. Stop trying to advertise films to be something they're not. They advertised Tammy to be a comedy, and it really wasn't a comedy. I mean, it was, but it was more of an indie comedy,
mm-hmm.
not a summer blockbuster comedy. Same thing with this. They advertised this movie like she was really going to be on some, like, you read the synopsis. Like, she was going to be on some revenge trip, killing all the people that wronged her, which would have been, you know, I kind of want to see that movie. This movie, on the hand, I might not have wanted to go to the theater to immediately see it. I might have watched it on Netflix or something like that.
Right.
If I'd known the actual plot and how they were going about this. It's almost like, it's very misleading when they do that. And I hate that because it actually does ruin the film. You go into a film expecting, you know, an action, you know, a female superhero movie, and you get this, and I can't fault people who leave disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely was misleading. It reminded me a little bit of, the fucking, Godzilla joint where, you know, It's like, this is not what you sold me in the trailer. Like, the trailer was action, high intensity, you know, how is she gonna survive? How badass is she gonna become? And it never happens. She doesn't even really have a true foe, in my opinion, because the drug makes her so, like, such a beast that even the bad guy, like, there's never a chance where the bad guy is even putting her, like, raising the stakes to put her on the line, you know, like, unlike a lot of good action movies, they always had that one thing, like they kidnap your girl, they, you know, the dude takes a drug himself, you know, there's always something where mm-hmm. you're like, oh, how are you going to overcome this? And that never happens in this movie. It's like watching a person that's really good at a video game play the video game and not get shot.
Right. She even at one point, I mean, you were talking about, you know, why she didn't kill the main Asian guy. And it's just like, and it was at that point that I realized, like, oh, it's going to be that kind of film. Mm-hmm. She didn't care anymore. Like, she was so, she had gotten so higher playing by that point, which is still early in the movie.
Right.
That she just didn't care about humanly things. So the revenge aspect of it, she didn't care. She got the information she needed from him and she left him there, and she just didn't, like, she was so above it. And again, that can be a little bit pretentious, and it can be a little bit one of those things that you're just like, I'm not feeling this movie. But then you read the synopsis where they're like, she's out for revenge. No, she's not. It was actually, that right. was so not in her.
Like, she's out for revenge for about 30 minutes of this film, and then it stops. Then she's not out for revenge anymore. And you know what's funny too, man? Like, it's weird that movies always pick the, you become like a robot the smarter you are, mm-hmm. like, trope every time. Like, cause their idea of using more of your brain was basically like, and then you'll basically lose your attachment to humanity. You won't have emotions anymore. You won't care about anything. And I'm like, is that all? Like, I don't know. It was one of those things where it's like, man, that, like, I guess they're just going to go the typical route, you know, that they always do in all these movies when it's, you know, when Limitless was out, it was the same thing with Paul Walker where, yeah, the smarter you get, the less you just care, the more you're like a robot. So it was kind of typical.
Although with him, I will give it to, with Limitless, they at least, he made mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of mistakes, a lot of dumb mistakes. Like, he thought he was so smart, but he was actually making dumb, like, in this film, she's actually, and that might actually also be a problem.
Yeah.
That when you make somebody almost too perfect, it kind of takes all the fun out of it.
Oh, you know? Not just that. This, Limitless is a better movie.
Oh yeah.
Cause they give the drug side effects that actually affect his ability to, like, function. And at some point you're like, oh, I don't think this is good for this guy. Like, they give you a downside. Lucy just doesn't have a downside, really. Like, she just evolves past, like, even when they tell you she's going to die, she is like, not really. Like, so,
yeah, it's one of the things, like I said, you can't make things too flawless.
Right.
Then people start to question it, and it doesn't seem weird. And I know that seems that might seem like an odd concept, but it's true, you know.
Right. Every hero needs a weakness. Mm-hmm. Is why Superman has kryptonite. You make somebody too powerful, and then it's like there's no stakes to the film, and that's how it felt for me. Especially the last act, it was like there's really no stakes because no one's gonna kill her. Mm-hmm. Nothing she cares about is gonna die because she didn't care about anything anymore. It's just the end, and
it's one of the reasons why, you know, the Hulk sometimes kind of gets like, people are like, oh, we need a Hulk movie. And I'm just like, yeah, but.
Right.
Like, he has no, like, if he doesn't turn back to Bruce Banner, which, again, that's like, you know, when does he change back?
Right.
It's like, what can you do to him? There's nothing, you can literally do nothing to the Hulk. And at that point, does it just kind of get to the point where you're just like, you know, there's no stakes anymore.
Yep. Yep. All right, let's rate this bad boy from 0 to 5, man. 0 being man, fuck you. 5 being fuck you waiting for it. Go see this shit. Chris, what do you give it?
I think when we did my original review, I gave it a 3.5. Now that I have some time to think about it, I'm gonna give it a 3. It's a low 3. 3. Yeah, that's good enough.
$5 AMC before noon special matinee.
Yeah.
Me personally, I say catch this joint on Netflix. I think that's a 2. I think you guys, like, it's worth watching. The lower your expectations, the better you will have time you'll have with this. We're out right now for spoiler movie reviews. Catch my man Chris, on movietrailerreviews.net, and check out his podcast. And we'll talk to you guys next time. Peace.
Get your act together. My life's a movie. I'll leave you in that act forever.
My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie.